baby boomers, red meats, and an obsession with weight. June 16, 2016 column. Many social patterns arose during the high points of the baby boomer generation. They include a lot of things like seizing the day, carpe diem, which basically means one of two things to baby boomers. Not saving until you are in the final turn towards retirement, or using your success to fleece the public to pack your retirement benefits beyond justification, something that many Illinois state educators and government union bosses have done. Embracing drugs, including marijuana, while turning to alcohol obsession as a legal alternative. Eating like there was no tomorrow. Our generation helped build the extremely unhealthy fast food industry. Baby boomers financed the rise of the barbecue, which wasn't used to cook healthy foods, but to eat bad foods like red meats, processed garbage like hot dogs, and bologna and red meat mixed with meat, slime, and glue. Yes, glue. Our generation fueled the rise of health clubs, places more about socializing than weight loss or health for most people. Some people more easily benefit from exercise and six packs come naturally. But for the majority of us, exercise is not the answer to manage weight problems. It definitely is helpful though. We love, as baby boomers, fast food, even though fast food is high in calories, often with one burger giving us twice and three times the recommended daily calories, consisting of a majority of saturated and trans, meaning unhealthy, fats, and they are anemic of needed vitamins. Let's not get into the actual content of the meat, what it's really made of, and the chemicals used in producing a, quote, tastier looking, close quote, product. One thing about baby boomers and most Americans, we become obese. Obesity has become PC. We try to avoid it head on. Weight gain is a real threat to health and long life. After going to college and leaving my family's home and my mom's healthy homemade meals, I consumed food garbage or fast food all the time. Red meat, like rib roast and top sirloins on the barbecue, gave us a fake sense of health because of its offset the deterioration of the family scenario. It was almost as if the barbecue allowed us to offset our guilt by bringing the family together and eating around the barbecue. And then the rest of the time, we're off on our own, building our careers, enjoying our stuff, and these days, getting into social media. Then when I hit my mid-40s, my weight started to pile on as my body slowed its ability to process out the garbage and the chemical poisons the meat industry uses to make meat scrapings look appealing. Imagine that they actually take leftover meats, the trashy segments, and glue them together to make it look like a choice meat cut. They have a name for it, transglutaminase, an animal blood enzyme that bonds proteins together, any kind of protein, including the throwaways. So for the past 15 years, I've done what all baby boomers have tried to do, waste money on the lose weight industry. I've done everything from the Atkins diet, which did help me lose up to 50 pounds many years ago, although it was only temporary. The weight came back very quickly as my liver ached and I had to turn back to vegetables and other carbs, good and bad. It actually made me gain more weight each time in the long run. But a few months ago, I decided to do something that has worked now. I've lost 22 pounds and the pounds are slowly coming off, 1 pound every week or every 10 days. I stopped eating, you get it, red meat. And you want to know something? I feel better. The morning exercise at Charter Fitness on the treadmill has finally had a positive impact after 4 years of serious health club membership. My weight has dropped from an obese 240 pounds to 219 pounds, and I know that I'll get down to 190 pounds by this fall. I eat fish, preferably cod. Which reminds me, I remember when my mother used to give me teaspoons of cod liver oil every morning. Now I eat lots of vegetables like asparagus and broccoli along with the fish. This non-red meat diet allows me to still eat some junk foods, even extra thin crust pizza that would torpedo other diets. The worse a food is for your health, the better it tastes. We can't avoid it completely. But if baby boomers want to lose weight, stop eating red meat completely. It's the ugly truth that's hard for many people to admit. I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. I have several websites online where you can get information, rayhanania.com, themediaoasis.com, thearabdailynews.com, and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. You can always friend me on Facebook at RG Hanania. And, of course, you can send me an email at rghanania@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.